Hello, my friends, and welcome back. It is time for another Pray Together episode. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you're willing to listen and to hear the needs of others around the world and to pray for them. Lift them up to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the only one who truly can do things about the concerns that we have. If you have a request or a praise that you would like to share with the Morning Mindset audience, you can do so by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer, and you can submit your request there. Today, we have a handful of requests we will be addressing before the King of Kings, and I invite you to take your time praying through these. If you need to pause the episode at any point to come back and pray for things at a later time, please do so. Let's lift our brothers and our sisters to the King of Kings. Our Lord Jesus, we come to you in prayer today, thanking you for being our King, our God, our life, our Redeemer, our strong tower, our solid rock, the one who lifts us up when no one else can, the one who saves us from ourselves and from the sin that just saturates our being. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have made us saints. You have made us forgiven ones, ones who walk in newness of life. And in the light of life, thank you for all your grace toward us. We come to you now in prayer boldly, knowing that you have opened the way for us to go to the Father and to lift our requests to him. You are the one who gives us the authority to pray in your name and by your authority. And so we ask you to be with us. We ask your Holy Spirit to guide us and strengthen us as we pray today. We begin praying for an 8-year-old young boy. His name is Thorin, and he is asking us to pray for his dad. He said he feels like his dad tries to make him not believe in God and doesn't like him learning about God in his homeschooling. So he's asking God to make his dad a Christian. Lord Jesus, I love this request. I love the spirit with which it is given. You can and you do make people become Christians. It's your Holy Spirit that opens our heart to the point that we even see our need for you. And so, Lord God, we are asking you in this young boy's life and in his father's life, Lord, that you would make yourself truly known, that whatever hurts or disappointments or wrong beliefs this man has that cause him to be so antagonistic toward you and toward the things of the Christian world, Lord, we ask you to rip those things down, to tear them down in Jesus' name, and to compassionately, graciously conquer this man's heart, Lord. Bring him to faith in you. Bring him to see you as his life, as his very reason for living. Lord, break him free of whatever is blinding him. We pray against any spiritual forces of wickedness that are coming against him, causing him to be unbelieving. Lord, we ask you to bring transformation to this man. And I pray for his son, Thorin is his name. I ask you, Lord, to give him great grace as he continues learning of you, as he continues hearing the truth of Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel, Lord, that he will understand the broad ramifications it has for his life, Lord, that you would strengthen him and uphold him in his faith, that you would encourage him and you would encourage his mother. I'm assuming it's his mother who's doing the homeschooling alongside him, Lord. I pray you would give her great wisdom and grace to know how to navigate this difficult situation and to guide her son to your truth. Father, we come to you on behalf of our sister Terry, who writes to us from the United States. She is asking that we pray that her two daughters will come to know Jesus as their Savior. She said she encourages them and she tries to provide the truth for them. But she knows that prayer is the best because sometimes they just don't want to listen. And so, Lord, I ask you to give Terry wisdom about what to speak and when to speak. I ask you, Lord, to reach into the lives of these two young women and bring them into a great and powerful saving relationship with you, Lord. I ask that you will bring about transformation in their hearts and minds, that their desire, their greatest desire, would be to know you and to follow hard after you. Terry also asks us to pray for her. She has been divorced for the past few years and is seeking, praying for a God-fearing man to come into her life, someone that she could spend her life with and could live and walk alongside in faith. Father, I pray that you would open the doors for this to happen. You would make that introduction and you would give her high standards, standards for a God-fearing man, standards for a man who could lead her with integrity and with humility. And Lord, that you would provide everything she needs as a single mom, Lord, that you would cause her to be walking in confidence and in faith and in strength because of who you are. Lord Jesus, please do these things. Our sister Tiffany writes to us from the United States. She is asking us to pray for healing in her relationship with a man named Steve. She says they have some breakdowns that happen in communication from time to time, that there's brokenness in each of them and in their relationship, Lord. And she wants them to be able to trust each other so that they can share their deepest hopes and dreams, their fears, their struggles, so they can grow in their relationship. So Father, I'm asking you to bring about great change in this circumstance, that you would hear the cries of your daughter's heart and you would bring about a freshness and a healing and a renewal in this relationship. You would teach them how to communicate. You teach them how to follow your principles for how they engage with each other and how they relate. Father, I pray you would guide them away from sin and into sanctification, Lord, that you would provide everything they need for life and godliness, Lord. I'm asking you to do this in the name of our Savior Jesus. Our brother Trey writes to us from the United States, and he is asking that we pray for his friend George and George's family. George recently lost his job unexpectedly, and it's taking a hit on the family. Lord, I ask that you would open up a door of employment for George, that you provide exactly what he needs to provide for his family and fulfill your purpose for his life. Trey is also asking us to pray for his friend Ashley and her mother and their family. The mother's been hospitalized due to some health issues. And Lord, we ask that you would use this situation to draw Ashley and her mother, the entire family, closer to you, Lord, that you would give them a great sense of your presence and that you, Lord, would be the healer in this circumstance, healer both spiritually and physically, Lord. We're asking you to do that. Trey also comes to us with a praise that he wants to share with us. His friend LJ, who is diving deeper in his walk with Christ. His marriage is being restored. He's experiencing Jesus in ways he's never before experienced. And he's experiencing deliverance from addiction and anger. Lord, we prayed about this earlier with LJ earlier in the year. So Lord, we're praising you for answering prayer. We're praising you for moving into his life in a powerful way and bringing about transformation. We pray you would continue that good work, that you bring people around LJ in a way that will support and strengthen what you're doing, and that you would receive all the honor. And Lord, our next request comes from Andrew and Nicole, writing to us from the United States. They're asking us to pray about two things. First, they need an urgent answer to prayer regarding a financial situation. And so, Lord, you know the details. You know what they need, when they need it. You know the consequences and fallout of the circumstance if it's not met. We pray, Lord, you would show yourself to be their very generous and great provider. You would take care of them. You would give them the peace that passes all understanding as they cast their cares upon you through this prayer and others. Lord, we ask you to give them the faith that they need to endure this time. They're also asking that we pray for healing from stress and for your protection over them during this time. And so, Lord, we ask you to give the calm and the assurance of your presence that brings peace and brings healing, Lord, when it comes to these situations that evoke so much stress in our lives. Lord, I pray for Andrew and I pray for Nicole that you give them a very strong sense of your presence and that they would dig into your word, they would know you more deeply, they would draw from the truths that you've revealed to us everything they need for the comfort and strength and security and power of faith that they need to rest in you, Lord. We ask that in Jesus' name. Our brother from Asia, Soon Aung, is writing to us. He is asking us to pray for him to be able to close a deal with a specific company. He says he's been working very hard and he is looking for a financial blessing. Lord, He says he is struggling. He doesn't even have money to eat, and he needs to be able to close this deal. So, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen his faith. You would remind him that you are the God who has promised yourself to him through Jesus Christ. Lord, and strengthen his faith. Strengthen his ability to trust you. And, Father, provide for him meal after meal, even bite by bite, Lord. Provide for him everything that he needs. Provide for him through his work. Provide for him through the circumstances around him and even new opportunities, Lord. And Lord, please bring him to a place he can close this deal with this company that he's been trying to close, Lord, so that he can be provided for. We're asking you to do that, Lord, in Jesus' name. A sister in Christ from Canada named Alicia writes to us, asking us to pray for her regarding anxiety that she's been experiencing. She says she's literally been sick to her stomach every morning before she goes to work because of the anxiety. So, Lord Jesus, please take her anxiety. Give her confidence in who you are, that you care for her, that you will give her what she needs every moment of every day as she goes through the workday, Lord. Enable her to be a woman of faith who can step forward, trusting you in that very moment to sustain her and supply what she needs for the next interaction and the next task and the next conversation and the next duty that she needs to perform, Lord. Enable her day by day, moment by moment, to learn to walk in fellowship with you in a way that gives her strength and gives her peace, Lord. I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Our brother George writes to us from the United States. He is asking us to pray that he would be able to find a remote management job with a salary increase so that he can be home more often with his wife and two-year-old son. Father, I know the blessing of working from home. It's been my privilege for many years now, and I know what conveniences there are, what blessing there is to the family, what strength and encouragement comes from being able to help out around the house when needed. And Lord, I pray for George that you would open just the right door. I love that his heart is to help his wife and be with his two-year-old son. And Lord, I pray that you would provide, you would just open that opportunity, the right door, the right place at the right time, Lord, and give him eyes to see it. Give him the diligence to keep knocking, to keep seeking the place that you would have for him to go, Lord. We're asking you to do that in Jesus' name. Lord, our sister Janice writes to us from the Middle East. She's asking us to pray for her brother who is in the United Kingdom. She said someone has stolen his car and his wallet, which had some important identification and things like that in it. So, Father, it seems he's not only lost his transportation, he's also lost potentially his identity. She says some purchases have been made using the cards that were in the wallet. So, Father, we're asking you to do a miracle here. We're asking you, first of all, to restore this brother's car and documents that were in his wallet. We pray, Lord, too, that you would bring deep conviction to those who have stolen this car and who are using these credit cards. Father, we're asking you to transform them by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would bring to them a sense of guilt for what they've done, a sense of unrelenting remorse, that they would repent, they would turn in the car, they would be found, they would confess their sin, and they would bring it forth, Lord, and restore everything that's been used. We pray you would do this for the sake of our dear sister's brother, asking you, Father, to provide and do so as only you can in Jesus' name. Our sister Priscilla writes to us from the United States. She says her car has been vandalized 4 different times while she has at the gym, and she knows who's doing it, but it continues to happen. Lord, I pray that you would stop this situation. You would cause this person to be found out and caught, and that this damage to her car could be ended, Father. We're asking in Jesus' name that you would do that. She is also asking us to continue praying for her friend whose luggage has been stuck in Canada and he can't get it. Lord, we ask that you would provide a way out of this difficult situation. You would enable this man to have everything that he needs, that you would release his luggage, get it to him, Lord, enable him to experience your provision in that and be drawn closer to you as a result, Lord. The sister Priscilla also asks us to pray for her. She said she is feeling very weary. So, Father, we don't know the details around what Priscilla shares here, but We do know that you're the God who upholds the weary. You tell us, we who trust in you, who wait upon the Lord, will renew our strength. We will mount up on wings as eagles. We will walk and not grow weary. We will run and not faint. So, Father, in other words, you are going to sustain us as we trust in you, as we rest in you, waiting on you to bring about provision and goodness in our lives. And so, Lord, I'm praying you would give Priscilla that perspective. Teach her how to wait on you, how to press into you in faith, and how to draw out of that relationship the strength that she needs. Father, a sister in Christ who wishes to remain anonymous writes to us from the United States. She says her mother is in an assisted living home and is wheelchair bound since September of 2021. Lord, we're asking you to do what's needed in this woman's life to provide healing for her. Whatever form that needs to take, Lord, you know her condition. You know the state of her soul. You know exactly your will for her. So, Lord, we're asking you to enable her to be strengthened and to be healed, Lord, that you would bring healing to her body as she's fighting a virus and not eating much. And Lord, we just ask that you would show her your deep, deep love for her. And Lord, this sister also asks us to pray for her, for her family and her community. She says they have gone through many hardships over the past 3 years in many different ways. And Lord, I pray as she prays here in her request. She says, we want to be able to be still and know that he is God, to know his heart, to know his spirit, to know his love, to see his glory, his dominion, his authority and majesty found in Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord. Amen. Those are truths that we can rely on, we can hang on to. I pray that you would root them in the hearts of this dear sister and her community and family, Lord. I pray that you would give them the eyes and the will to adore you, to come after you as the God of their salvation, Lord, that you would show them your generosity, show them your good pleasure in them, that they would be able to turn their hearts to you fully, Lord. We're asking in Jesus' name. Nicole, a sister in Christ from the United States, writes to us to ask us to pray for her boyfriend. She says he is in a very dark place. He's decided to isolate himself from everyone, including her. He feels as though he's a failure, that he has not accomplished anything because he's in a season of hardship right now. And so, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen Nicole as she continues to pray for her boyfriend. Lord, that she'd be able to encourage him in ways that truly help. But Lord, I pray too that your Holy Spirit would go deeply into his soul and bring him out of this place of darkness, this place of discouragement. Lord, that you'd show him your great grace and generosity in his life. You'd get his eyes off of the circumstance and onto you. I pray you'd reveal yourself to him in a new way. You would transform him in a way he's never known before, Father. I pray that you would just lift him up, lift him out of this pit of despair. Lord, and show him your goodness. Show him your goodness in Jesus' name. Now we have another anonymous sister who is asking us to pray for a man named Matthew Grant, who has been missing in New York since the evening of the 20th. She says it's very odd for him to be unreachable and no one has been able to get in touch with him. So, Father, we're asking you to reveal the location of this man, Matthew, that you would protect him, you would enable him to be found, and, Father, that your presence and love would encompass his family and those who love him, Lord, that you would provide a way for him to be brought home to his family, safe and sound, Lord. Give keen abilities to those who are searching for him, that they'd be able to pick up on every clue and be able to find him, Lord. We know that you can do many things. We know that you're powerful, Lord, and we're asking you to bring this about in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for our sister Stacy, who writes to us from the United States. She has four different things she's asking us to pray about. First off, she is seeking to have another child after losing one during pregnancy, I'm assuming to a miscarriage. So, Father, I ask you to bless Stacy's womb. I ask you to enable she and her husband to be fruitful, to be able to carry this baby to term, Lord, and that you would make them the parents who are ready to raise this child, Lord. We pray that you draw them to yourself in Jesus' name and provide the power and wisdom and strength that's needed for this child to come into the world and to be led to know you as Savior and as King. Stacy asks us to pray for her family especially for her brother, who's been going through a lot of tough things lately. And Lord, that you would also lift up her sister who struggles with negative thoughts. So Lord, we know that family is very close to our hearts, and the burdens that they carry often become our burdens. And Lord, I pray for Stacy. You continue to give her perseverance in her prayers for her family. And Lord, that you would hear her prayers. You would answer. You give strength to them. You give them encouragement. You give them the ability to know you more deeply through these struggles that they're going through. Stacy asks us to pray for her husband and his family, that they would be well, they would be healthy, they'd be strong. And she also prays for her husband to know the word of God more. And so, Lord, I love that last one. I just love her heart for her husband to know you better, to know your word, to understand the truth that will set her free. So, Father, I'm asking you to do that in Jesus' name, to bring about great knowledge of you in this man's heart and mind through the power of your Holy Spirit and through the word of God, Lord. Give him a hunger for your word. Give him a desire to know it, to apply it, to obey it. Lord, we're asking that in Jesus' name. And Father, I continue asking you to guide my wife and I as I've been seeking my next pastoral assignment. I really feel that's where you want me to go, and I feel a sense of your pleasure in that decision. And Lord, I just want to serve you with my whole heart and my vocation for the rest of my life. I just want to see the right place and the open doors. I pray you would open them on the other side of the equation as well. There's a church out there somewhere who is looking for me specifically. I pray you would bring us together. You'd make us aware that we are the ones who are to be matched up and to be serving together. Father, I pray you prepare the church's heart. You prepare my heart. You get us ready for what you have in store, Lord. And I pray too for those who listen to the Morning Mindset, Lord, that you would open hearts and minds day after day after day to your glorious truth and to the realities of who you are, that we can grow in our knowledge of you, Lord, that you, our Ancient of Days, our King of Kings, will be our strong tower and mighty fortress. You would show us how to walk confidently in faith in a world that has lost its mind. Lord, that you would make us lights in the darkness. You would make us your kingdom people, who represent you faithfully and represent you truthfully, both in the manner of our living and in the words that we say. Lord, drive away false teachings from your church. Drive away the heresies that are so prevalent in our day, and give us a solid foundation based upon your word and the truth of what you've revealed to us, Lord. I'm asking you to do this for your people in Jesus' name. Well, friends, thank you for joining me for this Pray Together episode. Again, if you have a request you'd like to have included in a future episode, you can leave it with us by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer and fill out the form there, and your request will be registered for our next episode. Thanks, friends. God bless you. Let's pray again together next week. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you find value from what you receive from the Morning Mindset, I ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us. Your gift, for as little as $5 a month, can help us to continue doing the things that we're doing and even add additional ministries as the Lord leads us. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support to find out more about how you can do that. That link will also be in the description of this episode.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.